Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Emma Hogan, who is the America's editor of The Economist magazine. And she and her colleagues are reporting on Gustavo Petro's recommendation or thought out loud of decriminalization and possibly legalization of cocaine or the cocoa crop that is turned into cocaine in the immediate future. And Emma, in here is a note that Antony Blinken, the very well thought of Secretary of State of the United States, who's recently been in the OAS meeting, is regarding the South America continent and Central America as vital to the success of the United States, has talked in praise of Gustavo Petro taking a holistic approach to the drug war. How do you interpret that, Emma?
Well, I think that Mr. Blinken is being diplomatic, but I thought that it was also a significant concession coming from the country which started the war on drugs. It seemed to me that in the meeting that Gustavo Petro and Antony Blinken had, they talked quite openly afterwards about how they may have differences over their approach to the war on drugs, but both of them agree that a new approach is needed. And so I thought this was really rather striking. I mean, we are already seeing, you know, President Joe Biden's administration is talking more about harm reduction approach when it comes to drugs. There was the marijuana pardon in early October. But, you know, still, I feel that more radical change is needed.
The farmers of, we started with the humble farmers and the humble cocoa pickers. Is there an opportunity for them on the other side of the dream for decriminalization and legalization? And you mentioned that there are other uses for cocoa in a liqueur and also for high altitude sickness. Is that likely to provide them with sustenance? Because these cocoa farmers are the poorest of the poor.
They are indeed. I mean, I think that the market for cocoa related products, which you've seen particularly in Bolivia, is going to remain small. You know, cocoa liquor, I think there was even an attempt to make cocoa toothpaste. That will not scale up necessarily, you know, large scale. Although people, you know, some do wonder whether it could be an alternative to energy drinks and so on. But I think what really would help is by not having the police or the military target these farmers, there are potential ways to also encourage them to grow other crops. And you know, more agrarian reform is needed in Colombia, where there are vast parts of the country which are not fairly lawless, and which there are not much there's not much rule of law or presence of the state. And this is something which has, you know, since there was the 2016 peace accord drawn up between the government at the time and the FARC, a left-wing military, a guerrilla group, that's been a priority. It wasn't a priority under the previous administration of Ivan Duque, but it looks likely to be a priority under the new administration of Gustavo Petro.
There's a suggestion that Petro will hold back, President Petro will hold back because he's concerned about being sanctioned, that the state that legalized would become a pariah. Did I read that correctly? That's his fear.
Well, absolutely. I mean, so when speaking to me, Mr. Petro said quite clearly that they can't legalize unless you could not legalize cocaine unless it was legal in the US. And that seems to me quite true, in that if you imagine a small Latin American country, not necessarily Colombia, but in Peru or Bolivia, legalizing an illegal drug, I mean, how would they get it out of the country? And it would be very likely that there would be sanctions imposed on them by the US. The Navy would intervene. This is why I said earlier that in some ways, you know, Gustavo Petro and Pedro Castillo are limited in what they can do while the drug remains illegal in the big consuming markets.
It remains a talking point, decriminalization or legalization of cocaine from Latin America, despite the obvious fact that it's undermined the credibility and success of so many state actors over these last decades since the war on drugs was declared in the late 20th century by the President of the United States, Mr. Nixon. Emma Hogan, the America's editor of The Economist magazine. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.